Morning. Good morning, church. So what I planned today is slightly different to what I wanted to do because I wanted to show you a clip from a documentary, and when I went to look at it again, it wasn't there anymore. So I've had to do screenshots, and I'm just going to try to pretend to be David Attenborough. I'm not really, because I'll do a terrible job. But once upon a time, there was a load of bison. No, sorry, musk ox. Musk ox. They're proper beasts. So they're happily enjoying eating their grass. The little ones are practicing being big and tough, having a little wrestle. Life is good. And then the wolves come in. So the wolves begin to chase the musk ox. And the musk ox run for their lives. And they separate, the wolves separate a little calf. They're going to get the little calf. And then the musk ox remember, we're huge. Let's just turn around and face the wolf. So they turn. They organize themselves. They get the calf right in the middle of all the adults, and the adults face head on to the wolf. So now they're in a really tight ball with the calf in the middle, nice and hidden. And then some reinforcers come in, reinforcements. So these things are huge. They're like 5 foot at shoulder. So that's like that. And these ones are running in at like 30, 40 miles an hour, just charging head on to the wolves, and the wolves just run away. And so, and they all lived happily ever after. Can I get rid of this? Or turn it off? I don't know how to do that. So when I watched that clip, I don't know if I did it any justice with that, but when I watched it, it reminded me of two things. One, the church, and another one, prayer. So it reminded me of the church because it's how I think we should be with each other, how we should look out for each other and protect each other, and almost with the kind of ferocity that those musk ox did, just charging in like to protect each other and keep each other safe. So the scripture that I wanted to bring for that was Romans 12:10, which says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. And the brotherly love part there is the same love as members of one blood family have for each other. So lots of commentators talk about that and how it should be that same love, that we love each other as though we actually are blood relatives. When I was about 17, we were on a youth weekend away, church youth weekend away, and there was a sort of impromptu bundle. So everyone piles on top of each other, and my twin sister got on the pile. I was underneath somewhere, and she got on as well, but half of her body kind of stayed on the sofa that she was on. So she was kind of like that, legs, half her body on the sofa, half her body on the bundle. Then someone jumped on top of her, and I hear, ah! Then someone jumped on top of him, and like a big guy jumped on top, and I just heard her screaming. But because there was so much noise, no one else could hear her screaming, but I could. So I moved myself out from the bundle, stood up, and I just went, get off my sister! Like, as loud as I could. I would deafen you if I did that in here. And everyone went silent, and then they moved off, and she was found underneath crying. And then I was crying. And then my older sister was crying. And then we all had a cuddle. And then she was okay. She wasn't hurt. It just was a bit of a shock. And it kind of that all reminded me of that, because I was like, oh. I thought, you know, it's with that kind of passion that we need to be looking out for each other, as though we are blood relatives. If you see one of your blood relatives in pain or hurting, you want to take that from them and you want to help them as much as you can, and you want to scream at the person that's hurting them. And with that same kind of passion, that's how we should be with each other. So other than sort of just being there, supporting, having a cup of coffee, having a chat, whatever it is, one of the best things we can do is pray for each other. And like the musk ox, they realise how powerful they were. They turn around and they face the enemy head on. And that's what we're doing when we pray for each other. We're turning around, we're facing the enemy head on behalf of the person we're praying for. Ephesians 6 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities and powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand." And then I think I've put that bit up here. So this is the rest of the verse up here. "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." So every Monday night, a little group of us meet in the church, and we pray from 7:15 to 7:45. And I feel like the musk ox, when they turn and face the enemy and then they chase him away, I feel like on a Monday night, that's what we're doing. And we're doing it whenever we pray for people, but it's just so good to come together and pray together for people. And we're always praying for lots of people here and people who aren't in this church, in this particular family. But I really feel like we're chasing the enemy away at those times. So if you want to join us, feel free. 6:45 every Monday, just for an hour. So as a local church, us, we need to be praying for each other. But also we need to remember that we've got church family all around the world. So whoever's a Christian is part of our family. So it's as though they're blood relatives as well. And so we need to be praying for them as well with the same kind of fervour. So that's what we're going to do now. In a minute, we're going to be praying for our brothers and sisters who are part of the persecuted church. So yeah, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for listening.